WeTalkLive.com.
WeTalkLive, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. Hour number two of the program, we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever it is that's on your mind, it's Ian here with you.
And Menwich.
Don't forget, you can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the live streams there, the broadband version, the not-so-broadband version, so pretty much everybody who can get on the internet can listen to this show, freetalklive.com. Now, we'd prefer you listen on a local radio station affiliate, but since we're still working on giving you more of those to choose from, we could use your help. If you call your local talk stations during the day tomorrow, during business hours, and ask to speak with the program director or general manager, let them know you want to hear Free Talk Live all 6 nights a week, or afternoons a week, depending on what time zone you're in. Tell them you don't. You're sick and tired of hearing the racist bigot that they have on during our time slot.
And they certainly do have Michael Savage on because yes. There's got to be 300 and something radio stations with that guy on.
Yeah, at least.
Because there's nothing on from 7 to 10.
There really isn't much to choose from.
No.
So we're going to give them an option. 1-800-259-9231. Manwich, tell me about the drug dealers after you tell me about that.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
Very good, sir.
4 Royal Canadian Mounted Police officers were killed after a raid on an Alta marijuana growing operation.
Okay.
This is in Rochford. Bridge, Alta.
Wherever. Somewhere in Canada.
Right, somewhere in Canada. What do I know? 4 Royal Canadian Mounted Police officers were killed during a raid on a marijuana growing operation in northwest Alberta. Maybe Alta is short for Alberta. What do you think?
I have no idea.
I'll bet it is.
Maybe so.
Now we've learned something. That's this evening. Those gun noises really are tacky.
Are they?
Yeah.
That gun noise? How about this one?
You're an incredible jerk. My point is that if there wasn't a drug war, these 4 guys wouldn't be dead.
Well, how'd it go down? I want to know the details.
All right. Let's see. There had been confusion all day about the fate of the officers after the first reports that the shots were fired during the raid near Rochford Bridge, a village of about 60 people. Solicitor General Harvey whatever told reporters 4 officers were not responding to the radios and referred to a very serious situation. Royal Canadian Mounted Police spokesman Corporal Wayne Oakes confirmed that the officers were conducting an investigation at a rural residence. He said that there was a reason to believe that a lone male suspect was armed with a high-powered rifle.
Wow, one guy took out 4 cops?
Well, I guess he did.
As far as I'm concerned, they got what they deserved, the scumbag.
They don't
cops.
Really know the difference. Nobody knows. Nobody even imagines what the world could be like without drugs.
Why don't they imagine
without drug laws, excuse me.
Without drug laws. We'll get back into that, but Brandon in Indiana wants to take us somewhere else. Brandon, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Got a story.
What's up?
Student teacher. Fresh out of college.
Okay.
All right. She's talking about strict constructionists of the Constitution and...
She didn't try to touch you, did she, Brandon?
Oh, let's not get into that.
All right,
like, you would complain about that?
Yeah, right. All right. Well, I get so many of those stories. I'm almost desensitized to them at this point.
Sure, it wasn't an army recruiter.
You never know.
Someone's been paying attention. All right, Brandon.
Anyway, she was talking about strict constructionists and loose constructionists, and she was using Alexander Hamilton as an example of a loose constructionist and whatnot. And I guess in today's terms, he's nowhere near what we would consider a loose constructionist.
No.
But,
can we define strict constructionist?
Yeah, basically a strict constructionist believes that exactly what the Constitution says. When it says Congress has the power to do 18 different things, that means Congress has the power to do those 18 different things. A loose constructionist will say, well, we can bend this to say this, and it implies this, and when they say to regulate commerce, that means we can regulate salt.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Basically what a loose constructionist is. And then there's the point where they just break it all together. Anyway.
It's been broken a long time ago.
Oh, yes. She said, well, let me give you a better example. She said Teddy Roosevelt's a better example. She said he even said that that whatever the Constitution, he said that if the Constitution doesn't say I cannot do it, then I can do it. And she said, but he's got a point. It really doesn't specify. I said, that's not true. As a student teacher.
It's pretty clear.
I said, it says in the 10th Amendment that all power not given to the to the United States government is delegated to the states, respectively.
Congress shall
people.
Make no law?
Yeah. I mean, basically, she said that if the Constitution doesn't say that the Congress cannot do something, then they're free to do it.
That is utter insanity.
It is.
I mean,
it
you would have to have
insanity.
A Constitution that was 20 miles long in order to...
I know. And then so I told her, I said, that's just not true. I said, the Congress has 18 different things it can do. Give or take, basically.
So what did she say to that?
And she just looked at me for a second. When I told her about the 10th Amendment, I said, and anything it doesn't say it can do, it cannot do.
Right.
And she just looked at me and she's like, she was seriously completely silent.
She had no idea.
No, you're right. Those particular, anything outside of the Constitution is reserved to the people or the states. Again, that's the 10th Amendment. And that means that the states can do these things. But that's why a lot of states went ahead and passed their own constitutions as well, which many of them mirrored the U.S. Constitution quite a bit. Because
And here's a woman who's been through at least 6 years of college that didn't even know that.
Okay, and get this. I'm reading the Federalist Papers right now. And I wanted to hear Alexander Hamilton's argument against the Bill of Rights. He said, why have a Bill of Rights in there when the government doesn't have the express authority to violate your rights? He said, why put a regulation against, why say, for example, the Congress shall not have the power.
I don't understand why that guy who's not even American had anything to do with this stuff. I just don't get it.
Well, actually, isn't that one of the points where Michael Badnarik was agreeing with Alexander Hamilton on?
And it's a very valid point. Why have a Bill of Rights if in Article 1, Section 8, it does not say that the Congress has the power to collect all handguns? Okay? Now, therefore,
by proxy, you have the right to bear arms.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
But the people just wanted some extra securities. And it is true. Alexander Hamilton did have a very good point. I'm glad we have a Bill of Rights. Gives us a little bit more protection, but I do see his point. And
well, right, because isn't it the General Welfare Clause somewhere in one of the other amendments? Isn't that where that appears? Maybe I'm mistaken.
Well, yeah.
Because that's one of those loose constructionist things where
they say that. But the General Welfare Clause basically means one of 18 things, okay? It says Congress has the power to pay off the debt, to provide for the general welfare and national defense, okay? So the general welfare would be to establish post roads, okay? That's one of the things that they're allowed to do.
Mm-hmm.
I have a patents office. That's part of the general welfare. But general welfare does not mean numbering all the citizens and stealing their savings accounts.
No.
That's not general welfare. Now, if it said that in the Constitution, it would be constitutional.
You know, I think that...
What do you mean stealing their savings accounts?
I'm stealing their savings, not savings.
Their savings. Their ability to save. How about that?
Yeah, stealing their ability to save.
You know, I think that even though we all probably agree, Brandon, that the Constitution should be enforced, I really think that it's just a waste of time to try to convert some of these people. Now, I mean, you know better than I do what this college teacher lady is as far as her convertibility potential is. But I think there's some people out there that, like the communist who calls from California from time to time, Jason the communist, it's a waste of time to try to persuade that individual. The only reason we do it is because we're a talk radio show. If I ran into that guy in my normal travels, I wouldn't bother wasting 10 words on him. After I discovered what his principles were, it'd be done. I think that the real answer is the Free State Project and literally segregating ourselves from people that don't believe in the Constitution. Brandon, if you've got more, hang on. I think there's a little bit more to your story. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. I love having Brandon on the air because he gives us that look into the school system that we can't get because we're done with it.
Thank God.
It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now.
I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite. We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cartovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing. Gets you the edge like you've never seen. Makes you feel good. Go to fight.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. We give you the edge like you've never seen. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And anything goes. You can get on the phone, talk about politics, talk about your personal problems. We just want to hear from you. 800-259-9231, the show you can literally hijack the airwaves on. Free Talk Live. And don't forget, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com via the bulletin board system. It's real simple. There's not a lot of personal information we require. All we need is an email address for you to sign up, and that's just so we can verify that you're actually a real person or somewhat real. And then you can join the fun with the hundreds of other users that we have there, approaching the 400 mark soon. And we're just mere posts away from 6,000. We'll probably crack 6,000 posts by the time the show's over at 10 o'clock Eastern time. So there's a lot of cool stuff and a lot of fun at freetalklive.com. And it's all free. So let's get back to the phones and back to the fun. Brandon in Indiana, you're back on Free Talk Live. You had a bit of an experience in your, was it your history class, your government class? What was it?
I believe it was a... This is government, yeah.
And so there's some sort of student teacher there who's just kind of fresh out of college, and she started talking about strict constructionists versus loose constructionists.
Yeah.
And you had a thing or two to say to her.
Poor thing. She didn't know what she was walking into, did she, buddy?
No. And then she was talking about the regulating commerce clause. I said, so does that mean that the government has the power to subsidize railroads? She said, well, yeah. I just looked, I said no. I just looked, said no. She said, just go on. I disagree. I've just about given up. In fact, I was talking to some computer nerd about NASA, and this is about you giving up about how some people just can't change. I said, NASA, all they do is send people up into space, they get blown up, and we have to pay for it.
Oh, and don't forget how they send multi-billion dollar probes into space, and they get lost, and we have to pay for
it. He said, but what happens when the sun's going to explode and we have to leave? When's your NASA gonna? Yeah, exactly. I just looked at him and I walked away.
Yeah, you're done at that point. That's a great point. I mean, once somebody brings out a crazy argument like that, just see you later. Don't have any use for you. It's just like some of the people on our forums at freetalklive.com who are just, we're talking about roads or zoning or whatever. The zoning one's my favorite. Just the outrageous, outlandish examples of why we need zoning that people literally just generate from thin air as though somebody's actually going to build a nuclear reactor next to your house. That kind of stuff. Don't even waste your time with it. See, my point is, this is something that the libertarians, now you're 18 years old, have you actually ever gone to, I know you said you founded your local libertarian group, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know how that's been going for you, but at least down here in the Tampa Bay area, one of the things that we've disagreed on here within the Libertarian Party has been, you know, who to target when you're trying to get a candidate elected in a local election. Mm-hmm. Do you want to send information to registered Republicans? Do you want to send it to registered Democrats? Mm-hmm. Do you want to send it to the no party affiliations? I think that what we need to do is target those people who are unaffiliated. Now, that includes no parties, but it also includes the 50% or so of potentially, you know, people who are old enough to vote that aren't registered.
Yeah.
Those are the people that we want to get. Those are the people that we want to reach, partly on this show, but as a general movement to bring this country back to the freedoms that we deserve as being human beings. The Republicans and Democrats, as far as I'm concerned, are a lost cause. Sure, there are individuals within those parties that are definitely have a chance to be converted.
See, yeah. I would have to say that the quote unquote Goldwater Republicans. Do you know what I mean by when I say Goldwater Republican, Brandon?
Yeah.
The sort of small.
The real Republican. Basically.
I don't know if I'm going to go that far because there's the Rockefeller Republicans, the Goldwater Republicans, and then like the, let's call them the Jerry Falwell Republicans. And those are like the three groups that make up. And I would say the Goldwater Republicans are probably pretty disenchanted by how things have gone.
I would agree.
And
I agree with you.
They're right for the picking.
Some of them you can.
I are one.
Some of them you can, just the basic low-level communication, you can find out who they are, though. And the rest of them you can just toss in the trash heap.
Yeah.
Don't waste your time. It's like,
my dad's a Goldwater Republican, definitely.
There you go. It's qualifying prospects, just like in sales. I mean, if you're talking to somebody, you're trying to sell ice to somebody who owns a bar, you're wasting your time. They've already got a good ice connection. Go find somebody who's hot outside. They want something fresh to drink.
Totally.
You've got to qualify your prospects and don't waste time on the ones that are a waste of time.
Definitely. And one last thing. I have this posted on the BBS, and I was talking to the same student teacher. She teaches my history class, too. And
what, do you got a one-room school?
Well, no, I just got unlucky.
Okay.
But she asked us about the Civil Rights Act of 1964, and she said, what does that do? I said, well, it established the EEOC. She asked me, what does that do? I said, it enslaves my dad, a business owner, by telling him on what basis he may hire and not hire people. I said, it's pure statism. And she said, I'm glad. And I just looked at her right.
She said she was glad was enslaved?
Yes, she said that. And I just looked at her. I just uttered right under my breath.
Well, you can't really say what you. Yeah.
But yeah.
Right.
But and she kind of looked at me, and I was just so incredibly upset when she said she was glad my father was enslaved by government regulations.
And that's sad. Sad story, Brandon.
It's kind of like that guy who forced. Did you guys see the video on the BBS about the crazy teacher?
Yes. Well, we played it on the air last night.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear it because my computer was out. We were in a snowstorm.
Okay.
But, or the internet was out. That's nuts.
Do you have anybody like that at your school?
No, I don't think anybody who would yell at people making them stand up to say the pledge. No.
Did you
I
feel like the class was like out of control, like to where he needed to be yelling at them?
I wondered what the heck it looked like his mom had just died or something. He must have had a real bad day.
He's just probably one of those, you know, ex-military types, one of those angry individuals, and they just always has that attitude.
Totally.
The
yeah.
kids knew that he had that attitude, and that's why he brought the kid brought the camera in, because he knew that sooner or later that teacher was going to have another outburst.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Anyway, Brandon, thanks for the call, as usual.
No problem.
Keep up the good fight in the school system. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 gets you in touch with us to literally bring up anything. So, let's get back to this Canadian story.
Okay.
The word is from Canada that some cops were going to serve a warrant or something like that. I don't even know if they need warrants in Canada.
They were doing some investigating at Rochford Bridge, a village of about 60 people. Mm-hmm. And apparently one guy with a high-powered rifle has killed four of them.
Wow, so they didn't actually take the dude into custody? He's still out there? Is that right?
It's a lack of information earlier today leads to conflicting reports. Apparently they don't know.
So all they know is that four cops are dead.
Yeah.
They were going to try and bust this guy for marijuana. Is that correct? For
yes.
growing it?
Mm-hmm.
Sad story.
It is sad. And
like
these guys wouldn't be dead if it wasn't for the drug war.
Well, that's true. If it wasn't for the war on drugs, they would be off investigating. I mean, they still have a chance of dying, but they'd be off investigating a murderer or a rapist
mm-hmm.
or somebody who broke into somebody else's house. But instead, they were trying to bust somebody for growing a plant that grows in the wild.
Yep. And the drug war only attracts and creates criminals.
True.
I mean, your prescription?
The guy with the rifle might not have ever gotten into the drug business.
You don't see anybody out there who's selling Robitussin DM on the street corner, do you?
No! And they certainly aren't backing up their sales with weaponry. Anyway,
nope.
We got more on this. 800-259-9231. It's your show, though. You can take control and bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lagos with today's Car Clinic Minute. Tall tails and a long nose taught Pinocchio to let his conscience be his guide. But when I come back, I'll tell you who keeps cars on the straight and narrow.
Why should you choose Royal Purple Fully Synthetic Motor Oil? Performance. Royal Purple delivers that seat-of-the-pants feeling of performance, plus better gas mileage and fewer oil changes. Want proof? Go to RoyalPurple.com to verify independent test results. It's no wonder among America's top engine builders, 7 out of 8 choose Royal Purple. Make Royal Purple your choice at Pep Boys, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
Your car's no Pinocchio, but it does have a conscience. All new cars now come with a moral compass called the OBD2 computer. This onboard diagnostic system monitors functions from engine performance to analog brakes. When something goes wrong, the system illuminates the check engine light faster than you can say Jiminy Cricket. And I'm not pulling your string. Yellow means get help soon, but red means pull over now. Just as Blue Fairy made Pinocchio a real boy, your car's real problems are picked up by OBD2 and brought to life by the tools of your technician. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they'd buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free. Anything goes. Personal, political, whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. And get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the updates section there. You just click on updates, sign up for it, maybe take you a minute or two, and then from that point on, you will get emails whenever we need to send you them. Whenever there's something to announce about the show, whether it be a brand new affiliate that we're going to be adding to the mix, or some sort of newsy, Free Talk Live-ish thing, like when we appeared in USA Today, we shot that out to you via the updates list. So, go to freetalklive.com.
What about the Seattle Times? We didn't mention that.
The Seattle Times as well. We didn't send that out because it was basically them reprinting the USA Today article.
Yeah.
Like a week later.
Wasn't there the Cleveland something or other, too?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I believe so.
We've been mentioned here and there. The USA Today is like the big one. That's the big one for Free Talk Live. Anyway, 800-259-9231. So, a sad story out of Canada. Four cops taken out allegedly by a man with a high-powered rifle, as they put it. Of course, any old rifle is going to take people out, you know, regardless of its high power. Do they sell low-powered rifles?
I don't.
I suppose you could argue that a .22 would be considered low-powered because you could shoot someone in the head with a .22 and they probably wouldn't.
.22s are the killingest guns in America.
Really?
More people die from .22s than any other gun.
Well, maybe that's because there's more .22s out there.
That's the truth.
Maybe. Well, anyway, and you made the great point, man.
A .22 short doesn't have enough power to get through you, so it has a tendency to get in there and bounce around and cause lots and lots of problems.
That's no good.
Yeah.
That's not good at all.
No bullets are good for people.
Yeah, you're right about that. Lead, bad for your body. So you made the point that the war on drugs, if it wasn't for the war on drugs, this asinine, absolutely insane war on drugs in this country and apparently still going on in Canada,
mm-hmm.
although it seems like they're heading in the right direction. I know they've had a number of initiatives or a number of different semi-legalization things going on up there. But whenever the legalization people come out of the woodwork and actually start getting things done, the cops are the ones who fight it tooth and nail.
Sure.
And they
it's
really
their money. It's their funding.
It is their money. It is their funding. But they really should, the ones that, and not all cops are this way, but the ones who are in charge tend to be. Because there's actually an organization here in the United States called LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. And it's actually a group of mostly retired law enforcement officers
mm-hmm.
who, at one time, most of them believed in the war on drugs, you know, because they were told to. You know, they were told it was a good thing to be fighting the war on drugs. And as they went through their career, they discovered that they're putting innocent people in prison. They're locking people up who've never harmed anyone in their life. And, you know, they realize that it's a total waste of their police manpower. They're putting, as we learned here in Canada, they're putting their police in jeopardy, in harm's way, unnecessarily, to do what? To attempt to stop people from doing what they want to do?
No good reason.
We've talked about it before on this show. It's people's nature to want to modify their thinking, to modify their brain chemistry, whether it be with alcohol or some other drug. That's just the way a lot of people are. I'm not saying all people are that way, but I mean, that's why people watch movies. That's why people do things that they enjoy, because it gives them endorphins, which is a modification of their brain chemistry. It makes them feel good. People just want to feel good. Some people choose different routes and different methods of doing that. And who am I to say, or who is anybody to say, that smoking a joint is the wrong way? No.
I don't even look at it from that point of view. My point of view is that the drug, laws that we currently have in this country put me in danger. They put me, my family, and my property in danger every single day. Because if this stuff wasn't illegal, you don't see anybody. I was using Robitussin DM as an example, and it's a great example because it is a mind. It is a mind-altering drug.
Sure, you could
drink a whole bottle of Robitussin DM and see if your mind doesn't get altered.
Yeah, you'll trip.
You sure will.
I'm told.
Dextromethorphan hydrobromide will definitely cause you to. It'll alter your brain. But nobody's out there on the corner hawking that stuff. They're not making any money. Nobody's getting shot over it. Nobody's. Well, what's the point? There it is. A mind-altering drug right on the counters of stores out there.
And as a result, some stores have started to ID for that.
That's fine. Who cares? Right. But nobody's getting hurt. But, I mean, you know, they're not going to be successful.
Right.
It's all they're going to do is ID, prohibit, and then what's going to happen? Then the criminal element comes in.
Sure.
And then people are going to get shot for it.
Right. Well, at this point, the only thing that's happening with Robitussin is the kids will just have Big Brother go and buy it for them instead,
sure.
And they'll get their hands on it that way. Yeah, there's like a progression of...
Same with alcohol.
There's a progression of thuggery that basically goes along with... I mean, each increase
in
regulation or prohibition, you know, in the case of a completely unregulated product, you got no problems. Price is cheap. It's readily available. Vitamins, for instance.
Right.
Readily available. You can go get it at 50 different locations, and there's 200 different brands that you can choose from. Again, the price is dirt cheap. Then, if you institute regulation, like via the FDA, control over particular substances, like we have with
how about alcohol and tobacco?
Alcohol and tobacco is one example, but prescription drugs are another one.
Okay.
Alcohol and tobacco are more, alcohol and tobacco would be a step below prescription. So,
I would say so.
Yeah, so then you have regulated drugs like alcohol and tobacco and a few other ones where the government controls some of the things about their manufacture. The government heavily taxes these items.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, price goes up. There's not quite as much competition, but people deal with it. They still pay the extended price for it because they really want the product. Now, in some cases, once that regulation goes above a certain point, and there's no way to guess at what this point's going to be, only the market could decide it. But once the regulation, like in New York City, goes above a certain level, the cigarette taxes have gone above point X, people begin to get nasty.
Yeah.
People begin to rob convenience stores, and instead of taking the cash in the drawer, they rob people at gunpoint and take the cigarettes from underneath the counter.
And they were doing it.
They are doing it,
yeah.
And some people then, as a result, smuggle the cigarettes into New York City as a result of the insane cigarette taxes. All they have to do is go outside of the city or go outside of the state, pick up a truckload full of cigarettes, and the mafia is doing this now, and bringing it into the city, selling them, and undercutting the legal price. So at this point, even though it's a regulated product, the mafia is involved in the gray market and actually beating the price of the merchants who are trying to sell it to their
it's
clients.
It's Free Talk Live's position there is no such thing as the mafia. Honest.
No.
I don't want them coming after me.
The mafia is not going to come after you. I mean, everybody knows the mafia is out there. The real mafia, the one you've got to be worried about, man, which is the one called the government. They are the real mafia. They're the ones that actually flies the flags out of in front of its offices. They're the ones that don't want you talking about how they're the mafia, how they're basically nothing more than a protection racket for big businesses and special interest groups. That's it, and that's all. Anyway, so then you move up from regulated products like alcohol and cigarettes, and you move up to your semi-prohibited products, where you have to have a doctor's permission to get your hands on it. And there's all sorts of regulations around who can give you that permission and how much permission you can have at any given time. Perfect example would be hydrocodone, those sorts of drugs, the opiates, OxyContin. And so you have to get the doctor's permission, then go to the pharmacy, and then get the product. What does that result in? We have pharmaceutical trucks being robbed at gunpoint.
Yep.
The black market comes in, literally steals the product from these companies, or people working in the company siphon off some from the, you know, from the assembly line. There's probably 15 different ways that the drugs make it somehow get interdicted between the manufacturing process and the shelf in the pharmacy. And so then you've got violence involved with that, and of course it goes and is sold on the street for these OxyContin sold for $20, $40, $80 a pill, depending on how much product that they have in them. It's crazy. And of course, as a result, people have to, as you were saying, steal and kill and rob to support their habits. And that puts us all in jeopardy. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. Anything goes. 800-259-9231.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269 or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 is your show. You take control, bring up anything. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com.
You can go on there and download the archives. They're convenient one-hour labeled MP3 capsules for you, and you can sign up and, what, how would you get them, podcasting?
Yeah, you can do a podcast.
Is that called podcasting?
You don't have to sign up for anything. You just click the podcast link.
Okay.
It's right above the archives.
I don't know how.
But you don't have to podcast it. If you don't know what that is, just ignore it. Just download them manually. It's not a problem. They're right there on the front page of the website. There's no registration, no membership fee, none of that. It's all free at freetalklive.com. So anything goes, political, personal, again, here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Now, we're talking about the different layers, I guess, of control on products and what it results in. And we basically touched on unregulated product means that there's, you know, you can get it anywhere, plenty of competition, low prices. Regulation means higher prices as a result of taxation. And if there's excessive taxation, it results in a gray market. And then heavy regulation, like on drugs, like on prescription drugs, like oxycodone, results in violence and a violent gray market, a deadly gray market, because they have to literally rob drug couriers, in order to get the products onto the black market and other various different ways. I mean, one year we read a story about someone dressed as a Santa Claus who robbed a pharmacy.
Yep.
To get oxycodone.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the more interesting shows that we've done in the past is opening up and just asking for calls from listeners who have a severe addiction to some sort of prescription narcotic. Not anybody who's addicted to crack or heroin, but people who have a real problem with Vicodin.
You know, Mama's Little Helper.
Mama's Little Helper?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Not
it's
Mama.
Just it's just another name for these
one of those street names?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Not for a specific type of drug, just, you know, lots of people have these addictions.
Right. It's
undercover.
It's amazing how many people do. I mean, of course, the big name is Rush Limbaugh, which
sure.
We've touched on a number of times here.
He's got no guts.
Right, no. He's a mama's boy. He could come out and say,
sure.
Look, this is just what I like to do. There's nothing wrong with it. How dare you persecute me for it? But no, he just hides behind his golden microphone.
That golden EIB yeah. microphone.
So then you've got after the semi kind of the extremely controlled products, then you have the war on drugs. Then you have the prohibited products. In which case, there's no more gray market. The gray market becomes a completely black market. The products are extremely profitable to manufacture and distribute. Everybody in the chain, from mm-hmm. the grower to the manufacturer to the middlemen to the end street level dealer, profits immeasurably. I mean, 1,700% is what the markup is
yeah.
from what I've heard on some of these things.
Cocaine.
Cocaine, marijuana, cost you. I mean, this marijuana is a weed. You can throw the seeds into, you know, somebody's yard and they'll start to grow.
They
you don't
sure
have
will.
To. You can tend the plants if you'd like to,
mm-hmm.
But you don't really even have to. As long as they get a little bit of sun and a little bit of shade, they're going to grow like wildfire because, well, they're a weed.
Yep.
And cocaine, it takes a little more effort, I guess. But each of these drugs is worth the effort that it takes to grow them or manufacture them, or like a crystal meth, some of those things that they manufacture in a shed somewhere in podunk nowhere.
Yep.
Those things are dangerous. I mean, you could literally blow yourself up manufacturing those drugs. But
and
they don't care
on a regular
and
basis.
And they do on a regular basis, but they don't care because the profit motive is so perverse. There's no reason for them not to do it. The risks of getting blown up in an mm-hmm. explosion are well worth it to them because the amount of money they'll be able to make once they create a fresh batch of it mm-hmm. is unheard of. And the only reason they can make that money is because the government has made it illegal. And now the other side of that is, not only are the drug dealers making the money, you could make the argument that the only people who are for the war on drugs come from two aspects. One, complete and utter ignorance. They've been just brainwashed and lied to about the war on drugs and never questioned anything they were told. That could be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
We've never really encountered very many of them on this show. Number two are the people who are profiting from it. Now, who profits from the war on drugs? We just told you about one type of person that profits from it, the drug dealer. But the other people who profit from it are the drug enforcers.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a perverse little system, isn't it, Manwich? If it weren't for the drug dealers, what would they be doing with all their time and their efforts?
Looking for real criminals?
Right. So they have the cops have a real sick incentive
to keep drug dealers on the streets. The drug dealers are real criminals. I didn't make that as clear as I wanted to. I think they are real criminals. I just don't think that they'd be doing what they're doing if the stuff wasn't illegal.
What do you mean by real criminals? Just because they're doing something that's against the law, or is what they're doing bad?
I think that drugs both attract and create criminals.
Okay, but if you're using the word criminal as just to... the word criminal kind of has a nasty connotation to it. Now, just because you sell drugs, I don't think makes you a bad person.
I think that that bad people are attracted to selling drugs, though.
Some people are, sure, but there's a lot of people who sell drugs just to cover the cost for their habit. They have a habit, and they don't want to go out and rob people, so they instead go ahead and sell some of what they have to their friends and their buddies.
Just making it clear that, you know, I'm not saying all of them, just some of them.
Okay, good point. So the police actually have a bizarro, perverse incentive to keep drugs on the streets, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Sure, it's their game and their gig to show off their, look what we busted this week. Look at this marijuana. Look at this cocaine. All these guns and this money. Boy, we're taking the criminals off the street now. We're really out there doing the job of, we're heroes. We're the cops. Okay, now that we've got this cocaine, let's hand it off to John Boy, and he'll go sell it on the streets, and we'll all go make some extra cash. They have an incentive to bring drugs out on the streets, because if they don't, They don't get to confiscate anybody's cars. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with 2 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle 1-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. If you want to get on the air with us, you better make that call now because we're only here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And get online, freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners when you get a moment. It's worth your while. And if you're a lady, we definitely want you to be a part of it. So go to freetalklive.com and check that out.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org.
That's right, 888-532-4604. FreeStateProject.org. So the war on drugs. That's what we're talking about. And what I was talking about before was how it's a little bit strange, and I don't think most people make this connection when they think about the war on drugs, but the police have a real good reason to have drugs on the streets.
Yep.
Because if there's no drugs on the streets, then the war on drugs would be over, which of course is their supposed goal, right? The goal is to win the war on drugs, to stop the drugs from coming into the country, or, on the other hand, to stop people from wanting to take drugs, as though they'll ever be able to be successful at it. No matter how hard they try, no matter how much money...
for that?
No matter how much... Even if they really, really wanted to take the drugs off the streets, they'd fail. There'd be no way for them to do it.
They can't keep them out of their own prisons.
Right.
How in the world are they going to keep them off the streets?
Well,
I mean, what kind of
nincompoop thinks that this is possible.
The secret is they don't want to. I mean, even if they
don't want
to,
but everybody else out there supports it. Like, it's right. Like, it makes sense. Oh, yeah, Drew, it makes sense. Yeah, it's good. They catch those criminals.
Some of them may want to, but there's enough people within law enforcement that don't want to, that they circumvent law enforcement's own efforts. Now, I don't want it to make it sound like I think that it's possible, because it's not. Even if everybody in law enforcement really believed in the war on drugs, and everybody focused on it, they'd still fail, because it's just the nature of people. People will not stop doing what they want to do. You can't stop human nature. Humans yearn to be free. Now, if their desire to be free leads them to want to inject bleach into their veins, no amount of laws or warning labels or anything's ever going to stop them. And they just don't get it. Or maybe they do get it. I see, I don't know what the real story is. Maybe they do get it. Maybe they do understand that they'll never win this war on drugs, and that's why they're fighting it. Because it means they get to go and confiscate your car. If you get caught with some marijuana, bye-bye, see you later, you don't get to drive anymore. They get your car, they get to auction it off, and keep the money for the police department. Oh, maybe they like your house, too.
Forget your house, what about the landlord's house? You've seen more than one instance of that. The guy right. who's renting there, as though you could stop him from smoking a joint or doing whatever.
Or you're going to know if he's growing marijuana in the back room.
Right, and they'll take the house from the landlord, or try. I've seen them win, and I've seen them lose that.
Well, as long as the landlord has enough money to hire a lawyer and fight it in court, he has a chance of saving his property. But who the hell has that kind of cash? I mean, most landlords are just somebody who has an extra house. They're still making mortgage payments on that house.
Absolutely.
And if they have the money to hire a lawyer, they could pay down their house with that money. It's outrageous what is happening to our rights, and we haven't even touched on what happened to the Fourth Amendment, or what is happening to the Fourth Amendment as a result of this war on drugs. Of course, for those of you who don't know, the Fourth Amendment protects you from unreasonable search and seizure. However, in the name of fighting the war on drugs, they've eviscerated the Fourth Amendment. You don't have it anymore, because we've got to stop these drug users. So now, anytime you get pulled over for speeding, they can bring drug dogs around your car to search you.
So says the Supreme Court.
It's Benny in here with you.
And Manwich.
We're going to be back tomorrow night here at 8 o'clock Eastern Time for the Friday night edition of the show. And don't forget, in the meantime, you can join the fun online at freetalklive.com. We'll see you then.
If you're tired of...